Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, your dogs went on to beat Mississippi State 41-31. And as I was kind of alluding to earlier, they've got a big matchup this weekend against number one Texas. So getting this W.
Well, it was a sloppy one.
Yeah. Sloppy as it is, it's still a win. But Carson Beck, though, with a monster game in the air, career high 459 yards.
Yeah, Tiff, I just put it out on my account, retweeted it from the show account as well. And my question is, and I'll be doing this in Mic'd Up, which fan base is more concerned going to this weekend? Is it Alabama or Georgia? Talked to a couple of Georgia fans on Saturday after this matchup. You were a, 30-point favorite against Mississippi State. You beat them by 10. I think Georgia played better than probably some people realize, but in the end, the scoreboard reflected a defense that struggled at times against a bad Mississippi State ball club. They were able to move it, and it sounded like Jeff Levy was pretty happy getting on the airplane, which as a Georgia fan, you're not going to want to hear that. But a tough matchup for them. They played good in some phases and bad in others. It continues to be a Georgia team that seems and feels like a work in progress.
Yeah. Carson Beck had a great day, as you said. I think they threw the ball 34 times in the first half alone. So it's not quite the identity you've seen from Georgia teams in the past.
It was a record. He completed 36 passes out of 48 attempts.
I think one of the things coming out of this is Kirby Smart and his emotions getting the better of him on the sideline as he shoves the Miss State quarterback. Going after, I'm assuming is either a ref or a defensive coach, to kind of complain about what had happened. I don't necessarily think it's a huge deal. I wonder if it's going to be made a big deal and if the league fines him, because you have to be if you're a head coach, you have to be in control of your emotions to an extent where you can't shove an opposing player. We've had other coaches make contact with players and not turn out so well for them.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I'm looking at it and I see the headline. And I'm like, oh, surely just bumped into him. There's definitely a little bit of arm extension there. I think if Kirby Smart were to get some kind of fine from the league, he'd probably just pay it and just be like, you know what? It is what it is. My mistake. But it was interesting. Jeff Lebby's asked about it after the game. He's like, I didn't see it. No comment. Not going to comment on that. But definitely an interesting series of events. I think that Kirby Smart wishes he could probably have that one back and look at actually who he was bumping into, but it is what it is at this point.
Interesting series of events kind of sums up Roll Tide, sums up your team in action against South Carolina as they just escape the Gamecocks 27-25.
Just an absolute lemony snickets of a football game on Saturday for Alabama. There was just bad possession after bad possession, and it comes back to bite you. Jalen Milroe throws a bad pick right before halftime that directly results in 3 points, gets them straight in field goal range. He throws a ball away from the end zone under duress that results in 2 points directly. And then at the end of the game, they recover the onside. They're driving down the field to be able to go win it. So it was a crazy, crazy game. Bama continues to do a lot of the big things right, but a lot of the small things terribly wrong, and it's going to bite you at some point.
It feels like Saturday for him was a little bit, and I don't like the word regression, but it was a step back in how well he'd been playing.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.